Krishna Book, Canto 9, Mathura, Chapter 50, Scene 2. Muchukunda introduces himself to Krishna. When Lord Krishna appeared before Muchukunda, the king saw him dressed in a yellow garment. Krishna's chest, marked with the symbol of Sri Vatsa, and the Kaustubha money hanging around Krishna's neck. Krishna appeared before Muchukunda with four hands as the Vishnu Murti, with a garland called Vaijayanti hanging from his neck down to his knees. Krishna was looking very lustrous. His face was very beautifully smiling, and Krishna had nice jeweled earrings in both his ears. Krishna appeared more beautiful than a human can conceive. Not only did Krishna appear in this feature, but Krishna glanced over Muchukunda with great splendor, attracting the king's mind. Although Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the oldest of all, Krishna looked like a fresh young boy, and his movement was just like that of a free deer. Krishna appeared extremely powerful. His excellence in power is so great that every human being should be afraid of him. When King Muchukunda saw Krishna's magnificent features, Muchukunda wondered about Krishna's identity. And so, with great humility, Muchukunda began to inquire from Lord Krishna. My dear Lord, may I inquire how it is that you happen to be in the cave of this mountain? Who are you? I can see that your feet are just like soft lotus flowers. How could you walk in this forest full of thorns and hedges? Why, I am simply surprised to see this. Are you not therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the most powerful amongst the powerful? Are you not the original source of all illumination and fire? Can I consider you one of the great demigods like the sun, moon, or Indra, king of heaven? Or are you the predominating deity of any other planet? Muchukunda knew well that every higher planetary system has a predominating deity. Muchukunda was not ignorant like modern men who considered that this earthly planet is full of living entities while all others are vacant. This inquiry from Muchukunda about Krishna's being the predominating deity of a planet unknown to him is quite appropriate. Because Muchukunda was a pure devotee of the Lord, King Muchukunda could immediately understand that Lord Krishna, who had appeared before Muchukunda in such an opulent feature, could not be one of the predominating deities in the material planets. Krishna must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has many Vishnu forms. Muchukunda therefore took Krishna to be Purushottama, Lord Vishnu. Muchukunda could see also that the dense darkness within the mountain cave had already been dissipated due to Lord Krishna's presence. Therefore, Krishna could not be anyone other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Muchukunda knew very well that wherever Lord Krishna is personally present by his transcendental name, quality, form, etc., there cannot be any darkness of ignorance, for Krishna is like a lamp placed in the darkness, and therefore Krishna immediately illuminates a dark place. King Muchukunda became very much anxious to know about the identity of Lord Krishna And therefore Muchukunda spoke, O best of human beings, if you think that I am fit to know about your identity, then kindly tell me who you are. What is your parentage? What is your occupational duty? And what is your family tradition? King Muchukunda thought it wise, however, to identify himself to Lord Krishna. Otherwise, he had no right to ask Lord Krishna's identity. Etiquette is such that a person of less importance cannot ask the identity of a person of higher importance without first disclosing one's own identity. King Muchukunda therefore informed Lord Krishna, My dear Lord, I must inform you of my identification. I belong to the most celebrated dynasty of King Ikshvaku. But personally, I am not as great as my forefather. My name is Muchukunda. My father's name was Mandata, and my grandfather's name was Yuvanashva, the great king. I was very much fatigued due to not resting for many thousands of years, and because of this, all my bodily limbs were flattened and almost incapable of acting. In order to revive my energy, I was taking rest in this solitary cave, but I have been awakened by some unknown man who has forced me to wake up, although I was not willing to do so. For such an offensive act, this person has been burnt to ashes simply by my glancing over him. Fortunately now, I can see you in your grand and beautiful features. I think, therefore, that you are the cause of killing my enemy. My dear Lord, I must admit that due to the effulgence of your body, which is unbearable to my eyes, I cannot see you properly. I can fully realize that by the influence of your effulgence, my own powerful potency has been diminished. I can understand that you are quite fit for being worshipped by all living entities. Thus ends chapter 50, scene 2. Muchukunda introduces himself to Krishna. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.